This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live.
What day is it?
I think it's the Live Tuesday edition. I'm just not hearing my
Thursday. It's the Live Thursday edition.
I'm sorry.
What day of the week is it?
The music's so loud.
What's going on?
The music's so loud, it's like blasting me out or something. I don't really know. I couldn't tell I was on the air, I guess. Anyway, it's
this
Mark
is your
with
host,
you.
Daryl. Mike and Dean Ben and
the Morning Zoo.
Who are we? I don't know.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. I have a story here that, well, I don't know whether I entirely agree with the premise, but here we go. It says the majority of Americans, 56%, believe that if more Americans carried concealed weapons after passing a criminal background check and a training course, the country would be safer. So apparently concealed carry permit holders, and a lot of places they do have to have a class, not every place by any stretch. But I think anybody who buys a handgun new has to pass a background check of some sort. So the question is here, suppose more Americans were allowed to carry concealed weapons if they passed a criminal background check and training course. If more Americans carried concealed weapons, would the United States be safer or less safe? Safer is 56%, less safe 41%, and no opinion 3%. So there you go.
Apparently. Well, this is one of those things to where, and we've even shown statistics, and the statistics prove whatever you want it to prove.
Yeah, it's difficult.
So when you're asking people's opinions about things that people may or may not have ever researched, you know, chances are you're going to wind up with people that might not have any kind of clue that are giving answers. And in this case, I happen to agree with the 56%, but they're just taking a guess. Like, nobody knows.
So, do you carry concealed?
No.
Then why? I mean, if it's going to make us safer, why don't you do it? If it's going to make you safer, why don't you do it?
Because it would cost me $100 to get a permit in New Hampshire to be able to carry concealed.
Isn't it $10?
If you're a New Hampshire resident. I don't claim to be a New Hampshire resident.
I see.
But it would cost me $100.
But it seems to not matter whether or not you claim to be a New Hampshire resident.
Right. They tell you you're a resident whether you like it or not.
They think you're one already. You might as well get your $10 gun permit.
No.
Be like, I'm not a resident, but Judge Burke says I am, so give me my $10 permit.
Yeah, there are other weird things that they would want me to do that I have no interest in doing, so I'm not going to claim to be a resident.
I see. It just seems like if it makes you safer, you'd want to be safe, and 56% of people say that it makes you safer.
Wait, is the way the law worded that you have to claim to be a resident or that you have to be one?
They actually have a stipulation in the New Hampshire statute that if you claim residency in another state for any purpose, you're not a New Hampshire resident. And there's all kinds of wording about intent.
Right.
So it's whether or not you intend to be a resident of New Hampshire, and I don't intend to be a resident of New Hampshire.
Okay.
And so if I were, say, living in Massachusetts and I thought, you know what I should do? I should come up and vote in the New Hampshire primary for my favorite Democrat or Republican. I could intend to move to New Hampshire that day and then vote and then change my mind about my intent and move back to Massachusetts? Is that the idea?
Well, if you go back to Massachusetts and you vote in Massachusetts in the same election, then you're violating another section of election code that says you can't vote in two elections in two different states.
Really?
Yes.
When is Massachusetts have its primary?
I don't know.
Okay, let's call it Super Tuesday just for kicks. I don't know, but it's certainly after New Hampshire's because New Hampshire's is first. So if I, between the, you know, in late January, I actually do pick up and move to Massachusetts, having already voted in the New Hampshire primary, are you claiming that if I then vote in the Massachusetts primary, that I am breaking a law?
If you actually moved to the two states, between the two states, then no, you're not breaking a law. But if, let's just say that in the first scenario you gave, you live in Massachusetts, you decide, I want to vote in the New Hampshire presidential primary. You come up here, vote, and then you go back and then do whatever in Mass. If they see this pattern of he's voting in every Massachusetts election and every New Hampshire election, then there's a pattern of vote fraud or, you know, a pattern of potential vote fraud that would definitely wind up being investigated. And the Secretary of State does investigate vote fraud, but there are very few instances where it's actually vote fraud. Yeah. A lot of times it's college kids, and somebody doesn't like the way the college kids vote. So they say, all of these kids came in, and they were bussed in here from Massachusetts.
I have talked to people who, you know, the keeper of the checklist and that sort of thing, who claim that they have seen voter fraud, reported voter fraud, and had no investigation done on that voter fraud. So I don't know how much the Secretary of State is really interested in voter fraud in New Hampshire, and I don't know how much they're interested in any particular state.
I had gotten reports.
Because it sounds difficult to investigate, and it doesn't sound like there's a very big payoff, you know?
Right. It's definitely difficult to investigate. But I've gotten information from the Secretary of State here in New Hampshire before about how many reports of vote fraud there were, how many cases they investigated, and how many convictions. And it's a very small number of convictions compared to the number that they investigated. So it was like they actually did full investigations on, I think it was 13 cases between 2008 and 2012, and there were, I think, two or three convictions.
There
you go. The number of reports, it wasn't much higher than the 13.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is it's difficult to do an investigation on something like that.
Right.
Nonetheless, the question I have is do concealed weapons keep us safer? Because I may have a statement that I think it keeps us, like society, safer, maybe, but I'm not sure that it keeps the individual who carries it safer. Like, because, you know, guns are designed to kill people.
Well, and a lot of it depends on circumstance, and that's something that you can't look at statistics to determine circumstance. So if you go into shady neighborhoods all the time, then yes, you might wind up being safer concealed carrying, but if you stay out of shady neighborhoods and only go to upscale neighborhoods, then it's probably not going to make any difference.
Could be. I don't know. I guess your opinion on this is welcome. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and give us your opinion on whether you think concealed carry permits make you safer, and if so, why. Let's take Zach calling in from, I think it's Minnesota, on this topic. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm calling you on Skype from my mobile phone, so tell me if the connection is bad. I can call you on the normal line.
It's better than a mobile phone.
Okay, sounds good. We talked about this when that guy went and killed that reporter a couple months ago.
Yes.
Same kind of topic came up. And as I said then, it definitely does. If we're talking about just the individual, I think the training piece is absolutely paramount. You have to have the training and the mindset. If you're just some guy who straps a .357 to his waist, and you don't know how to control it, or you don't have the mindset to take a life in a moment if you need to, I actually think you're more dangerous than anything else. Because, like I said, if you can't handle it, if you can't get rounds on target, things like that, you're more of a, what do I want to say, you're more of a risk. You're a liability rather than someone who has the mindset and the training. I have to say, somebody like me, with the years of military indoctrination that I've had, I absolutely will take a life in a second. I'm going to go to a therapist afterwards, but if I need to, I will.
Yeah, I hope that you don't need to do such a thing, but I do. You know, training is what it takes in those circumstances. Zach, I'd like to talk to you about this more if I could. If you'll hold the line.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Do concealed carry permits keep us safer? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Going back to my Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. If you have an answer as to what you believe regarding the question as to whether or not concealed carry permits or concealed carry of handguns makes us safer. And that's pretty much what it is here from a Gallup poll. It's basically, if more Americans carried concealed weapons, would the United States be safer or less safe? And 56% of respondents said that they believed it was safer. And that's it's a good deal more than those that said less safe, figuring in the no opinions there. So, I mean, this would be the kind of margin that would call it a landslide victory for a president.
Well,
56-41.
Also, part of the question is, if they passed a background check and a training course...
There is a background check on everybody who buys a new handgun.
But there's not necessarily a background check on just getting the concealed carry permit.
That may be true.
And every state is different. So Alabama's the only state I've ever had a concealed carry permit in. And what I had to do was fill out a piece of paper, put three references. They did something and called me back less than a day later and said, okay, you can come pick it up now.
Just that fast, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty quick, that's for sure. I would say that, I don't know what it's like in other states that have it's relatively easy to get a permit, but I can say in New Hampshire, where they have a shall issue permit, and Vermont, where they have constitutional carry.
They have never had a permit in Vermont.
Right, there's never been a permit at all. So anybody can buy a handgun and carry it concealed in the state of Vermont, that is, I guess, a Vermont resident, or anybody who's in Vermont, I suppose. And those two places have some of the lowest crime in the United States.
Yes.
I'm not claiming that's related. I'm just saying that it is true. So I'd be interested in your opinion on it. We've got Zach on the line. Real quick, I want to tell you how to save, before we go to Zach, save some money on your purchases, your everyday purchases. So many purchases that you make on a day-to-day basis that it could really make a difference for your bottom line. If you can save between 15 and 45% on the things you buy at Amazon, that would be pretty cool, right? Like, Amazon's already got great prices. If you can save that kind of money, then it's worth doing. Well, you got to get some Bitcoin to do it, but if you go to saveatpurse.com, that's saveatpurse.com, and you sign up there, and then you use that account to buy the things that you buy on Amazon, we've been saving at my house this kind of money. I can't say I've been saving because I don't get to make purchases. My wife does, but nonetheless.
I just saved 26% on a purchase.
Indeed. My wife purchased something recently, got 45% off. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Zach in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I think where we left off, I think it was that you had a follow-up. I guess I'll just recap quick because we're coming back from a break. I said that... It's not necessarily, I mean, the question in the poll does qualify it with they have training. And I mean, it goes a little bit more deeper than that. I mean, 5 hours with a PowerPoint and throwing 8 rounds downrange, you know, on some paper doesn't really count. But I guess that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, there's a problem with sort of the elitist. I tend to agree with you that one should practice, if one's going to carry a firearm, one should probably practice with it at least weekly. However, who's going to enforce this rule? Who's going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you haven't been practicing enough, you're going to have to take your permit away from you? Obviously, that's just not going to happen. So there's no solution for that, right?
I wouldn't think so, and I think that's where we just need to leave it to adults being adults, and you just have to hope that someone who understands the gravity of what they're dealing with. I mean, you're playing with fire. I mean, to carry a deadly weapon on your hip everywhere you go with the intent of taking a life if you need to, hopefully justified, of course, I think we just have to trust that someone who's making that decision will understand that they need to go and train. And I know that's pie in the sky, but, I mean, that's the mindset that I'm in.
Makes sense to me. I appreciate the call, Zach.
Yep.
Now, I would go so far as to say that if they asked the question, if people were trained in some form of self-defense, do you think that everyone would be safer? And I contend that, yeah, if people are trained in self-defense, they're going to be safer.
Well, it's true, but, I mean, what I think of, I always think of the statement that God made man and Sam Colt made him equal, and I think that that's really true. As I get older, my knee doesn't work as well as it used to. There was a time when I was reasonably confident that I could take out 99%.
What if you were born without hands?
Well, there's certainly people were born without hands.
And you're just not equal.
Yeah, just
sucks to be you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just the way it is. I don't, until they make a gun for people without hands, I don't have a solution for you. But I do have a solution for well over 99% of the population who has hands. But when I was younger, I felt like I could take care of 99% of the male population if that's what I needed to do, and well over that in the female population. I felt comfortable as far as defending myself. But, you know, things don't work the way they used to work, and, you know, it's a little more difficult. I can see why somebody, I'm only 44, I can see why somebody who's, say, 64 or 74 might want to have a gun to just take care of the rowdy youngster that, gives them some problems. Or a woman of any age who, you know, they're just...
Right, and that would be a form of self-defense.
I'm sorry, I just interpreted that sentence like instead of having a, you know, you were saying like you should have a gun, like if you're 64 or 74, and then you said, or a woman of any age, as though instead of having the gun, you just have the woman, and she'll take care of the problems for you.
A woman of any age with a gun.
She'll nag you to death.
And then you're just with the wrong women, pal. There's the odd woman who can defend herself physically. Training's a great thing, and it's good exercise and all those things, but it just, you know, there's the scene in the Indiana Jones movie where he shoots the guy slinging the scimitar around, you know. There you go, one well-trained swordsman dead.
Right.
And ultimately, that's how it goes.
No, that's a movie, right?
I understand it's a movie. I'm clear it's
and
a movie.
You know the backstory of why he wound up shooting the guy, right?
Wasn't it that he couldn't figure out the whip?
No. He got food poisoning and was feeling sick that day and asked the director, can I change this so I can go back and lay down and throw up, basically. And he was like, yeah, go for it.
And did. What was he supposed to do to the swordsman?
Pull out the whip and do something with it.
Fancy.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I don't know what to say, but I can tell you that, I see why people want guns to defend themselves. It's just that there's this...
Right, and knowing how to use what, that's a form of self-defense.
Sure.
So my statement of people knowing how to defend themselves and being trained in some form of self-defense remains true.
I wouldn't disagree with you that it remains true. And I also think that it fits some people to have training that isn't firearms related, but not for everybody. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, have you seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. I guess we the question's still on the table is, do you think that a concealed carry permit holders, do you think they make us safer or less safe here in the United States? And if more people had concealed carry permits, would we be more safe? That's the results of a Gallup poll said that, in fact, that is the case. According to people's opinions, obviously we don't have real life because we can't just go out tomorrow and increase the number of concealed carry permit holders. I suppose you could just by making places like Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York easier to have a weapon.
Washington, D.C.
But they're not going to let me make that decision, so there you go. We got no real way to do a double-blind study. I'm going out to next week to Las Vegas for the very first live airing of Free Talk Live, a broadcast from Las Vegas, and it's for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the D Hotel in Las Vegas, October 29th and 30th. That's a Thursday and a Friday.
Mark loves the D.
They take Bitcoin.
I'll tell you how I love the D after I go to the hotel.
They take Bitcoin,
they
which
do.
Is why Mark loves the D.
Indeed. Get all the D I want with Bitcoin. And, you know, you can go too. Just go to bitcoininvestor.com and get your tickets. It's only $100 per person, and that's for 2 days. It's a great price for a conference. Bitcoininvestor.com. It's going to be great speakers there. And besides, you know, me doing some emceeing, there's going to be Tone Vays, talking about Bitcoin futures, Joseph von Perling, Edmund C. May, Stephen Michaels will also be presenting. It's going to be a great event. Bitcoininvestor.com. Come out and see me do it live in Las Vegas at the D. So, apparently the law has changed through precedent recently regarding marijuana co-ops in states that have legal marijuana.
Well, the law was changed last July by legislatures passing a new statute at the federal level, but that did not mean that the Department of Justice actually followed what the statute or the regulation or whatever you want to call it.
That sounds unjust.
Right. So there was a medical marijuana alliance. Basically, you might hear these things referred to as cannabis clubs, which is sort of a slang term for co-ops of medical marijuana patients in California, where California has had the medical cannabis statute since, like, the 90s, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And one of the things that they allow are these co-ops where patients can get together, create this club to where everybody buys in, and then they split the cost of growing the cannabis, harvesting, et cetera, et cetera.
And I'd like to point out, I think it's fair to point out, in California, it's really easy to get your medical marijuana card. All you have to do is basically go in and say you got a back pain or a headache or you don't sleep very well or you're hungry, you don't eat enough, or I guess it'd be hard if you're fat to say that. But, you know, nonetheless, you come up with some problem and you can get a card.
Right, and that's because, and I realize I'm getting a little technical here, but in some states, and people that have followed any of these laws will know what I'm talking about here, it's the difference between and or. In New Hampshire has and in the statute, where you have to have been diagnosed with one of this short list of diseases, and you have to have this short list of symptoms.
Okay.
California is one of the states where they have an or. You have to have been diagnosed with one of these things, or you have to have one of these symptoms.
Okay.
So chronic pain is one of the symptoms that you have to have in New Hampshire, but you also have to have either cancer or AIDS or, you know, something else that is seriously, seriously bad.
Yeah, that's a very important article there.
So it's the and versus the or, and California is one of the or states. So
it's a conjunction, I'm sorry, not an article.
Right. So there was actually the oldest medical marijuana co-op in California, the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana. They have been dealing with the DOJ for several years. They were recently in court, and the federal court ruled that the Department of Justice is breaking the law by trying to shut down state legal medical marijuana dispensaries in California. The judge in this case was District Judge Charles Breyer.
I don't care.
Who said that enforcing such court orders violates a spending rider that says the DOJ may not use appropriated money to prevent states from implementing laws allowing medical use of cannabis.
Say that again. States can't use what?
The DOJ cannot use appropriated money to prevent states from implementing medical marijuana. Okay. And by shutting down a dispensary,
that means
the judge ruled that they were violating federal law
if they
of
can't
using
use,
funds to prevent this from happening.
If they can't use federal funds to shut down a dispensary, basically they can't shut down a dispensary, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, the DOJ was arguing that, well, we weren't using funds to shut this down because we had started doing that a long time ago and we're just continuing the legal fight. But the judge was like, no, it defies language and logic for the government to argue that it does not prevent California from implementing its medical marijuana laws by shutting down these heavily regulated medical marijuana dispensaries. And and it was a couple of congressmen from California that were the ones that really pushed this rider that was attached to the spending bill last summer. It was Sam Farr and Dana Rohrabach, and this amendment recently got re-implemented.
Okay,
so extended for another year.
Okay.
And it's one of these things to where every year, basically, Congress is going to have to extend this thing. But even before the amendment passed, DOJ lawyers warned that it would have a dramatic impact on marijuana prosecutions. And after the amendment passed, the DOJ suddenly decided that it had no effect at all, meaning that, as far as the DOJ is concerned, federal prosecutors can keep trying to imprison medical marijuana providers like Charlie Lynch in California and patients like the Kettle Falls Five in Washington State. The article here from Reason states that according to the San Francisco Chronicle, Breyer did not say whether his reasoning would also apply to criminal prosecutions. Because,
I mean, that's kind of what's important here is this a groundbreaking ruling that says that essentially the federal government can't go after, you know, legal marijuana businesses in other states or not?
Well, right now the ruling only applies to states in the Ninth Circuit.
Okay.
And it says, like, you can't go after the dispensaries, meaning you can't go after the places in Washington state that sell marijuana. But the question is whether or not DOJ funds can be used to prosecute people for possessing marijuana in a state that has legalized marijuana. Because it remains illegal under the federal level because of the Controlled Substances Act.
But they don't really go after anybody who has less than some large amount of marijuana. I mean, they've gone into stores and busted stores up and, you know, with armed gunmen, and then they take the weed and the money and then they leave. It's a robbery, not an arrest. I mean, it's
right.
A very strange thing that they do, but I've never heard of anybody getting federally prosecuted for possession of an ounce of marijuana or something.
Nor have I, but that's not to say that it could not happen.
They're going to have to
hire... Because if they can't shut down the dispensaries, they could very easily just set a marshal, U.S. marshal, half a block away from every store in Washington state that sells cannabis, and everybody that they see walking out of the store, they stop and, oh, well, we've got reasonable suspicion to believe that you may have some cannabis on you, and that's a violation of federal law. You're coming with us now.
Well, I'm skeptical that that's going to occur, but you know, nonetheless, the federal government does like to waste its time. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Is this the game changer? Seems like it might be. At the start of it, 855-450-3733. 855-453. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
We're reading this story about, well, it could be that there has been a ruling in a federal court just today or recently here that has changed, the way that the federal government deals with states that have legal or marijuana, or at least legal medical marijuana. And it seems like there's a sea change going on in this country surrounding marijuana. And so I consider that to be a good thing. Whether, you know, I mean, I'd like to see it unregulated entirely, but it doesn't seem as though that's really going to happen. But, I want to tell you real quick, you can get some archives of Free Talk Live going back for years and years at archives.freetalklive.com for free. Other hosts, they charge you for it, not Free Talk Live. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Daryl, is there any legal speculation on what this might mean in the future?
There is. The author of this article over at Reason.com speculates if Breyer's ruling persuades other judges or wins the approval of the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, it could affect federal actions against the Berkeley Patients Group and Oakland's Harborside Health Center, not to mention patients and providers throughout the Ninth Circuit, which includes five other states that have legalized medical marijuana.
So at this point, this is a federal judge who has ruled this, but it has to go up the ladder, one rung to the Ninth Circuit.
Because it will get appealed. Like, that's just the standard practice.
Right. The federal government, of course, they're going to appeal. It doesn't cost them anything.
Right.
Like they said in this, is they're already, you know, they already have the lawyers. What do they care? You know, the people who signed up, sociopaths to take anybody down if that was their job. So they'll go ahead and do that.
Yes, and it should be noted that the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana, which has operated from 1999 until they were initially shut down in 2011, is California's oldest dispensary. And the founder, Lynette Shaw, told the San Francisco Chronicle that she plans to reopen the cannabis club as soon as possible. There is a notation here that Breyer's ruling does not actually dissolve his previous injunction from 2002 against the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana, which ultimately led to the dispensary being closed via a DOJ forfeiture action. But Breyer said that the plain reading of the text of the Rohrbach-Farr Amendment forbids the Department of Justice from enforcing this injunction against the Marijuana Alliance to the extent that the Marijuana Alliance operates in compliance with California's laws.
Well, so the likelihood is it is going to go up the ladder to the Ninth Circuit Court. If the Ninth Circuit rules on it positively, does it...
It could be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but...
It probably would be, but they'll decide whether they take it or not.
Right. The Supreme Court generally waits until there are conflicting rulings from various circuits before right. they act on something.
So basically, once the Ninth Circuit rules on it, it is essentially done unless the Supreme Court decides to overturn their ruling.
Right. Yeah. Or until the Supreme Court decides to uphold it, in which case it applies nationwide, not just in the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah. Well, I have seen government bodies ignore stuff that was ruled on in other circuits, but it's pretty rare. So, and also they count on, in those circumstances, they usually count on you not being willing to pay the money to fight them in court.
Right.
Because they know that they've got the advantage over you there because their lawyers are already paid for and you've got to go out and hire yours at the cost of tens of thousands of dollars. And that's justice in America. So it looks like this is good news.
Looks like it's good news.
Well, I'm heartened. I would say that, I would like to see marijuana be entirely unregulated, like any other plant out there, like say tomatoes or something like that. But it doesn't seem likely. It seems like after it's after making it illegal, that pretty much they're going to, you know, put it into some quasi-legal status over time.
Right, and I have never seen anything that, once it becomes regulated, winds up being completely unregulated. Now, there's the claim that airlines got deregulated in the 70s, but there are still a lot of frickin' regulations that apply to airlines. And I know because I used to work for an airline.
Yeah. I would say that that's true for, like, the phone company, too. Like, they broke up Ma Bell, but that doesn't mean that phone companies, don't have to deal with all kinds of federal regulations.
Right.
There can be lessening of regulations, but that's not the elimination.
Right, and lessening of regulations is what often gets called deregulation, and people that don't know any better think, oh, there's no regulations there now.
Well, I think it is deregulation. I mean, it by its definition, that's deregulation. If you decelerate, you are... going, you're not stopping. We have another term for stopping.
Right.
Sadly, we don't have a term for... This is how ingrained the government is in our lives. We don't have a term for getting the government out of something that it has already gotten into.
Right.
There just isn't a word for it. There is no word for telling the government to stop. And
right.
I mean, we don't have access to that, and, you know, that's it seems to be seems
but
like
I
a lot
actually,
of people are happy about that.
While I was working for the airline, I actually had somebody tell me, there's no regulations on airlines. They got deregulated in the 70s. There's not a single federal regulation that applies to airlines now.
Well,
and I said, you're out of your ever-loving mind. There are tons of them.
Yep. What is the FAA exactly?
You know, yeah.
But a giant regulatory agency that controls airlines. You'll hear people say that about a variety of things. They'll say the post office is no longer federal.
The post office is private.
Yeah, it's private. Yeah, well, how about all those really great deals they get on the rent? I mean, you know, UPS and FedEx doesn't get buildings rented to them for $1 a year and that sort of thing.
There are a bunch of things that they call private prisons in the state of New Mexico that wind up having contracts where the government guarantees that they will keep X X percentage of their beds full, and that percentage generally falls between 70 and 95%.
Wow.
And we're told that's a private prison. No, that's a corporatized prison.
Yeah, it's really not private. If they're, it's just an organization that has a contract that says that they're going to get their beds filled up.
It's as private as, you know, the company that's getting the no-bid contract to pave the road is private.
I mean, it's a private company, right? Like, you know, they're in competition with other companies for the government contract, but once they're in with the government
contract... Not in all cases. There are some states to where they do no-bid contracts, and there's one company that always gets the contract because there's not a bidding process.
Boss Hogg gets the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The governor's cousin gets the no-bid contract.
We've seen, there's some really high-profile cases where things like that happen, and it seems like no one ever seems to do anything about it. It's just like, well, you know, it's the way it goes.
What do you do? It's the legislature that winds up making the rule that it's a no-bid contract, and in most states, there's, you know, these people off in a smoke-filled room 7 hours away from where everybody lives.
I understand why there's no bid contracts. I've just participated in one. I work with the fire department. We've got a grant to get new fire uniforms. Your federal tax dollars at work, and we're picking them out. The guy, the salesman who comes to pitch us, he apparently represents two different companies, so that's two different bids. And fulfills the, the whatever the criteria is. So basically, we picked out what we wanted, and then, you know, there's going to be a bid from something we don't want, and the bid for the thing that we do want, and then that's it. We get the thing we want.
All right, Mark. So what we got here is we've got this flame retardant suit that it will not catch fire. You can pour gasoline on this and strike a match, and it will not catch fire. That's how flame retardant this is. Or we've got a cactus that we formed into the shape of a chair. Which one of these two items would you like, sir?
Yeah, it comes down to things like that.
These are sold by two different companies, by the way, so technically this fulfills the obligation that you get bids from competing companies.
I don't think in this circumstance anyone's going to really begrudge the situation, but I got to see from the inside what one of these no-bid contracts looks like. I guess we.
But is that really a no-bid contract when you've got some guy that says, I come with two catalogs, and I can sell you things from either?
Well, what it comes down to is we want something, right? Like, we've looked at the materials, we've looked at what we want, and we know what we want, and we called the people that had what we wanted. And, oh, what a surprise. They've got what we want, and we want it, and we're probably going to do business with them, and now we have to get contracts from some other folks in order to make it look all legit. And then after it looks all legit, we'll just do what we want. I don't think it's wrong. It's just how it goes. What do you think? Do you think it's wrong? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is
you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.